Welcome to Holistic Horseworks Talks. Join us with founder April Love as we talk about equine care. Learn what you can do to keep your horse happy, healthy, rideable, and sound through their 30s. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Just email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode.
Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April Love. Today we're going to be talking about the gelding process. In the wintertime or fall when the flies are away, that's when most people choose to geld their colts. So what can horse owners do to ease the transition from colthood to being a gelding?
So it's a huge trauma. There's so many vets that do it different ways. My vet would lay them down and they always, not always, but they'll usually tie up a hind leg and like to the halter. So if the horse comes out of it, they don't get kicked. And that's a huge strain in the groin to be sedated and then have your legs yanked apart. So the first thing is just making sure their whole body system is up and ready for that. The younger, the better, just because when you do a 2 or 3 year old horse, it's a lot harder on them. My vet had a little like Black and Decker spinny drill thing. So after he made the incision, he would just kind of, it would spin it off in there and it would twist itself. There wasn't any cutting and there was hardly any swelling the next day. But the worst thing we can do is cold water hose that. And that's what we were always told. Oh yeah, just hose it off next couple of days. It'll be draining. Flies will all be up in there. And then you wonder why you have yellow pus, edema, and swelling. I had a 2-year-old that was gelded and got a huge infection up in there from the cold water hosing, and it made gelding scar. And when you have a gelding scar up in there, the hind legs and the propulsion is always going to be limited. They can't quite open the hind legs for a big stride for an endurance horse or a jumper. So in level 2 and 3, we work a little bit on sore sacroiliac joint and gelding scar. But the main thing that I would do, and my vet would just look at me, laugh and chuckle. I said, okay, wait a minute before we let that colt up when he was still sedated. I use dynamite liquid trace minerals, and it's about the only thing I put in wounds. It's astringent. It goes inside. It just closes everything up without any infection. So when it was still open, but the vet had finished and the colt was still laying on the ground, I would just take the dropper bottle of the dynamite liquid trace minerals and I would just keep putting drops in the open area where the vet had done their procedure. The horse would get up, you know, they move around, they're a little bit sore. But the next day, there was none of that pus and edema and swelling that we make by freshwater hosing a wound. We're saline bodies. You get any kind of leg wound or gelding wound, and you're doing a freshwater hose up in there, you're going to have yellow-green pus. You're going to have scarring. You're going to have a gelding scar. So when you do the dynamite liquid trace minerals, it stops bleeding, the flies hate it, and you don't usually have to rinse anything off the next day. My colts would just be kind of running around slow, you know, but there wasn't anything that I had to catch them and hose off and drain. I just had to treat it that one time. So it's going to heal faster. There's going to be less scar tissue, less impediments in the hind end motion and power when he's an adult horse. So definitely, if you're going to be gelding your horse, make sure you have the trace minerals on hand and try not to be cold water hosing it the next couple of days. Saline solution is always going to be better. This is April with Holistic Horseworks, and you can get my free ebook, horseacademy101.com. And my YouTube channel is Holistic Horseworks.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks with April Love. Remember to check the show notes for links to all the resources mentioned in this episode. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode. Loved this information? Share it with your horse friends. They'll find it helpful too. To learn more, visit holistichorseworks.com. And before you go, make sure you have a copy of our free ebook, Horse 101, Everything You Wish You Had Known Before You Got Your First Horse, at horseacademy101.com.